We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Barry Adin joins us. He's the manager of the Seattle Studs. They are in town at the NBC World Series. They lost today, but Barry, I'm told that it's not a big loss because you've already qualified for a seed in the elimination tournament. So not a big one, right?
Well, not a big one. You always like to have the positive momentum and win a ball game, but you know, in a non-must-win scenario, it gives you an opportunity to use some guys that you might not otherwise get a chance to, and let them have a taste of the NBC World Series with a little bit of time on the field. You know, you bring down 24, 25 guys, you always end up using, you know, 16 or 17 of them, and five or six get a free vacation. So being 2-0 is huge. It puts you into that round of eight, and it gave us the luxury of doing that. But you still don't want to lose a ball game.
Yeah, I hear you. Kevin Jenks was on a little bit earlier. He said you've got a team this year that's more like the kind of team that you brought here back in the 2010s, even earlier than that, a team that likes to play small ball a little bit, use your speed. Is that an apt description of what the Studs are?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly the way we go about playing. I don't know if the kids necessarily like to bunt the baseball, but when they put on our uniform, they kind of sign up for that. And I've heard a lot of flack over the course of the summer about our bunting and that I'm a dinosaur and that, hey, coach, it's summer league, let him swing. But we still like to play chess, or at least I do, and I like to win baseball games. So if you can execute the bunt and force the defense to do something, and it ends up in a W, then I think I've done the right thing as a manager versus letting guys just swing away with runners at first and second and nobody out, down by one, not taking the bat out of the kid's hand, you know. But I'm going to stick with what I do. I'm going to stick with what has worked. And you're right, this team is executing the way my teams of past have done.
What are your bunting situations? I sort of understand first and second, down one. Sort of. I mean, I'm kind of an anti-bunting guy too. Have you let off on that at all, or are you bunting with the runner on first and pretty much any situation?
Well, we have an up three, down three mentality. It depends on how many innings are left in the game, but we get a leadoff runner on base. We're typically bunting him over and giving our next two guys an opportunity to drive in a run. And if we do that nine innings in a row and we score five or six runs, the way we're capable of pitching, those five or six runs are going to hold up and we're going to win. It's kind of automatic with runners at first and second, nobody out, that we'd bunt somebody over. We've also suicide squeezed, you know, this summer. We've been in extra inning games where the runner was put at second base with nobody out, and we bunt him over and get a fly ball, win a ball game that way. If we're up three, I let him swing away to add on. If we're down three, we're still bunting to try to catch up. I think these kids enjoy winning a ball game more than I would hope, than hitting a double. You know, I would hope the players enjoy that more.
Barry Adin, manager of the Seattle Studs, our guest. And, yeah, it does require a certain amount of trust in your pitching staff to play for runs like that. And for the most part, your pitching over the years has been a big strength of the Studs. So how do you find that year in and year out?
Well, you know, we have a really good driveline connection, and we're not strictly held to collegiate players only. So we have the 24, 25, 26-year-old that still wants to play competitive baseball that was either a minor leaguer or had a successful college career and didn't get a pro chance that want to go out and compete. So we have a mix. Our 12-man staff typically is about six veteran guys and about six current college guys. And the studs are built on players returning and having a nucleus. We have the COVID kind of killed us as far as keeping our veterans around. We had to rebuild in 2021. But the 21 team, we returned five or six players from that team. And next year, I hope to bring back 10 or 12 or 14 players to return and form that nucleus for us. So that's how I find them. I get them and I hold on to them. And once they experience the summer with us, it's as fun for many of them as any minor league experience would be, or indie ball or such, because we treat these kids pretty darn good.
You are obviously a Lawrence Dumont Stadium veteran. What are your thoughts on multiple facilities? Obviously, that's a necessity this year, and a 16-team tournament. Those are contrasts from what you're used to.
Well, you know, the pool play is huge. Just for examples like today, where we were 2-0, and I get a chance to play kids who wouldn't play. So I'm all about the pool play. I think that's a great experience. As far as where you play, Lawrence Dumont was great because you could start it there and finish it there. Last year, you know, we were at Hutch for a while, then we moved to Riverfront. I didn't get the feeling that Riverfront wanted our tournament there or us there. So I kind of felt like the neighborhood to take the shoes off before you walked in the front door. So I like the idea of Eck Stadium. The last time we were there, we dogpiled in 19, and I think Eck's a great location for it. Switching fields, no big deal. It just kind of adds to the experience and to the scenery for the kids.
Barry Aiden is our guest from the Seattle Studs. So You've got three of these titles. Santa Barbara has nine. The rivalry you've built up with them over the years has been great, but they are undoubtedly the kingpin of this tournament. Can they be gotten, Barry? I know your answer before I even ask it, because I know what a competitor you are, but I'm still going to ask the question. Over the long haul, can teams compete with the Foresters?
Well, you got to do something weird. You know, you got to have a pitcher out. Like the last three times we've played them over the last 6 years, we've shut them out all three times. 2-7-0 decisions and a 5-0 decision. And what we did was that we threw somebody weird. We had a sidearm guy that was throwing 82. And another year, we threw a guy that threw 75. You just can't go out there and try to overpower them with what they see all summer long. They see 90-plus all summer long in the California Collegiate League. So if you think you're going to go out there and try to trade blows with them, you're going to get your butt kicked. You got to be willing to bunt. You got to be willing to force them to play defense. You got to be willing to make them throw strikes. I mean, they have all those plus velo guys, but quite often that's a 2-0 count with the plus velo guys. And then they come back and get into the count and blow you away if you're not selective. So you have to be patient at the plate. You got to throw somebody weird against them, and you got to make them field the bunt, because they don't have to field the bunt in the California Collegiate League. They all swing away. So from that reason alone, they're gettable, but they're also overwhelming. I mean, that team could compete in the Cape. The California Collegiate League is a whole lot of teams just like Santa Barbara. If we had two or three of them out here, they'd be rising to the top in a heartbeat. That's a super, super tough collegiate baseball league, and everybody there is a prospect.
So in your opinion, and I value guys like you who have been around here forever and seen this tournament, I think we're all trying to figure out what the NBC can do in the future. So I'll make it that open-ended of a question. What can the NBC do in the future to survive in this landscape of current summer collegiate baseball?
Well, you know, the Sacramento has a tournament going on. Goddard has a tournament going on. Utah has a tournament going on, and that's picking off teams like Fairbanks and San Diego Wave and whoever else would show up down there in California, and Kansas Cannons and a few teams that would show up over at Goddard. I don't know how to fix it. You know, we're actually going to have a meeting, Pintard and myself and Kevin and a few others, and think about how we do it. How do we get teams out here? I mean, the draw would be prize money that reaches further down into the list. You know, it cost me $35,000 to come here for 10 days. Airfare is ridiculous. You got to pay for meal money, motel rooms, transportation. You got to have more money trickle down. So that just means the NBC has to come up with not only the first and second and third and fourth prize money, but you got to make five and six and seven and eight equally lucrative for teams to venture over here, find a way to spend the money to get here because they know they might get a little bit back. So unfortunately, as the world turns, money drives everything.
Are we at a point, Barry, where you think these things have to happen or the NBC could be in jeopardy, or is there still some wiggle room here?
Well, there's plenty of wiggle room, and, you know, there's going to be the loyal teams, you know, the Hutches and Hayes and Santa Barbara and ourselves and the Cheney Diamond Dogs and people like that. We just need to reach back into Illinois and get Crestwood here and, you know, and reach into other areas of the country and get Fairbanks down here or somebody from Alaska. But it's just that cost is just so overwhelming. And my airfare here coming and going home is $21,000.
Wow.
And I know we're coming out of a pandemic and everything's kind of jacked up price-wise, but if it doesn't get back to something reasonable, we used to be able to fly round trip here for $350 a guy, and I got to buy 30 of these tickets. Now it's $700 a guy to go round trip, and that's not even one way on Alaska. That's a multi-stop Southwest flight. So costs have gone up for everything, including all my equipment, my field use, my umpires. It makes it really, really, really difficult. But my organization is committed to coming to the NBC as long as the NBC is willing to have it. Getting those other teams here, I think you need to reach down deeper into the list and spread out some more prize money to make it worth their while to come here. And unfortunately, that's what kind of drives it is the money. And, you know, I want to play Bill. I want to play Santa Barbara. But a lot of teams don't see this as a tournament that they can win, you know, because Santa Barbara's here. And we're kind of in the same boat. We have a Kamloops tournament and a Grand Forks tournament up in the Northwest. And we show up there and kind of everybody's playing for second place. And you kind of know that going in.
Yeah,
and I don't know what you do. I always want to see Bill here. I want Santa Barbara to be in the tourney. But they play at a different level than everybody else. They have better players. They get to house, you know, 20 guys, 24 guys. I house two guys. And I think I had one Division I player, and he stayed home. So I have 21 non-Division I players. And they have 25 Division I players. So it's Davy and Goliath, but I'm okay with that.
Interesting stuff. You are always you always tell it like it is. I appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of the tournament. Thanks for coming on today.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Barry Aiden from the Seattle Studs. You won't find a guy who speaks more honestly.
Beautiful.
Love it. Been that way since they started coming to the tournament many years ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.